Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Welcome to 2019.
Looks good on you.
Oh, thank you.
And people looks, are looks good on you, to too. This.
510 says, Break did you guys well. Sarah is prettier than ever.
Oh, that's so sweet. You know, I actually have this huge pimple on my nose.
You do?
But I noticed, I was looking in the mirror this morning. See, can you see it?
I thought that was just because you're always at your nose with tissues.
No, it's an actual pimple. I know, my nose gets so itchy in here. As soon as I get in this,
yeah.
Into here. And now that we're talking about my nose, it's so itchy. I just want to like,
tear it off.
But so I saw the zit this morning. And I'm like, oh, great. And
yeah.
Then, but I notice it's on the right side of my nose, and the left side is where the camera's. I'm like, maybe no one will even notice it.
So you just made sure everyone knows.
Yeah.
And now you're showing it to the camera on purpose.
Right.
Okay,
go
well,
wait
it out yourself.
RadioAlice.com/watch, and you can look right
we'll have
into
Vaughn,
the studio.
Make sure you get her on her good side.
Yeah.
He says yes.
And also, Vaughn, make sure that in the million times that I'm wiping my nose with the tissue that you don't get the tissue.
In zoom in, Vaughn.
Don't zoom in, Vaughn. I don't like it. All right. It's time for this. Hike. H-I-K-E. The word is hike. Text the word hike to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again is 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. All right, man. Message and data rates apply. Hike is this hour's code word.
I think about killing people all the time.
Why are you saying that?
Oh, because of a hike. We'll go on a hike where there's some cliffs or whatever. Yeah, that's a good one. I was like, what is he doing? I was thinking hike the football.
Oh.
That's I wasn't thinking about killing anybody. And my New Year's resolution is to kill less people this year. And to think about killing less people. Like fewer people. Sorry, Mom. Fewer people. Kill fewer people. She's got a whole thing about less and fewer.
Well, now that your brother's ruined the band getting back together, maybe he needs to worry about going on hikes with you.
I was thinking about hiking with him, you know. Can make that happen.
John. Big John. Wait, what do we call him? Big John.
Yes.
Be on the lookout for your sister, man.
I love him too much. I couldn't kill him.
Okay.
I just threaten him.
Mm-hmm.
Push him, but then pull him back at the last. Like, oh, I just saved you.
I swear. I would drag you right down that hill with me.
Mm-hmm. You didn't see it coming. You, I can't take on a hike, obviously. You know my secret plans.
Yeah, I do know your plans.
You're going to need to be real careful. You going to drink that? Okay, guys, we've been teasing you all morning. There's a big announcement, and it's happening right now. It is Bottle Rock Napa Valley, the first taste of summer. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, bring on summer. The first taste of summer. It's coming back. It's always Memorial Day weekend. It is no different this year. Bottle Rock Napa Valley returns Friday, May 24th through Sunday, May 26th. The best in live music, food, wine, craft brew. It is such a great time. You know, festivals, they're not really my thing. But I've gone the last few years. I'm like, I can't wait for Bottle Rock to come back. It's so fun. So here are the lineups. Friday, May 24th, we're being headlined by Imagine Dragons.
Mm.
Also, Logic is playing on the Friday. One Republic is playing on the Friday.
Lovely. The band is playing that day. Those guys are good.
Sylvan Esso, Jenny Lewis, AJR. So there's some highlights from Friday. For Saturday, May 25th, we have Neil Young and Promise of the Real,
oh,
who are
yeah.
headlining the show. Pharrell Williams is going to be there. Okay. We have music for some of these. Because I'm happy. Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, Gary Clark Jr.
That's the dude right there.
Yeah,
oh, you love that guy.
I
you
love
go Saturday.
That guy.
You
well, no,
Michael
there's
Martin
a
Martin loves him, right?
There's a well, yeah, but there's some people on Sunday I want to see too.
Cypress Hill also on Saturday. Marion Hill, Sir Sly, L. King is going to be there on Saturday. Oh, yeah. I happen to know we have some L. King here. Oh, they haunt me. Madison Beer, also on Saturday, some of the highlights. And then on Sunday, Mumford & Sons is your headliner.
These guys are really good, and I haven't seen them, but it sucks to be them because Santana plays that day right before they do.
Mm.
I guess they're on different stages or something, but
Santana seems like a main stage guy
to me.
Oh,
he
totally.
Is so, that band is so good.
Mm-hmm. So Santana, one of your headliners for Sunday, May 26th. Lord Huron, Tash Sultana, Michael Fronte and Spearhead playing on Sunday. Bishop Briggs, Big Boy, Citizen Cope, Skylar Grey, and more. Bottle Rock features the world's top musicians.
Oh, Too Short is Sunday, too.
On five stages, including the Williams-Sonoma Culinary Stage, showcasing one-of-a-kind chef and celebrity mashups. And so that's the deal. They've released the lineups. And you can go to BottleRockNapaValley.com. And that's also where you can get your three-day tickets. They are on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at BottleRockNapaValley.com. And right now, caller number 97 wins a pair of three-day tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Can I call in? I'm going to call in, too. I really need to win the three-day tickets. 800-400-3697. That is our phone number. You ready, Hooman? Start counting. Caller number 97 right now gets a pair of three-day tickets for Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Oh, Bottle Rock. God, I can't wait.
To leave early?
What? I know. Oh, my God.
What's
I'm never doing that. I don't know what's wrong with me. You know what? I made a bad choice because I made several bad choices that day.
You go all the way out of the house.
I was so happy,
and
Vinny,
all the way up
and
north.
And then I hit a stupid vape pen, and the next thing I knew, my whole night was ruined. And then
it
I was
wasn't,
all paranoid.
Though. You had a great time.
I had a great time the whole day right up until that point. And then I was like freaking out. And then you were like, oh, God, Hooman's going to leave. And Hooman was like, oh, God, I'm going to leave. And I'm like, oh, God, we have to leave. We're only five songs into Muse and they're so good. Anyway.
And this vape pen thing, snap. It's not like you're new. Snap out of it.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath of air and just go, all right, I got this.
There was no getting out of it for me. It was just, I was too far gone down one path, and then I did that. It just ruined the whole.
Oh, you'd been drinking. Is that it?
Yes.
And then you hit the vape
pen. You know
how
when you've been drinking, everything seems like a great idea? Like, yeah, I'll do
that.
Yeah,
but no, I don't, I wouldn't mix.
It was just, I shouldn't have, too. It literally ruined my whole, I was having such a great day. So excited for Muse. I would have just been like, we'll figure out our own way home later. Like, who cares?
The weed thing,
what's our rush?
It's so everywhere now.
I know. It is everywhere you go, it's just the stench of weed.
No, I just mean in every... Yeah. Yes, I do mean that.
Yeah.
I was selling a surfboard. This guy writes me, dude, I got a ton of cannabis. You want to trade? I'm like, oh.
No. I'm the one guy who's not going to take that.
Sorry.
We went to the Hate with the kids over... vacation, you know, we try to keep everybody
busy,
everyone busy and excited. And so we were walking around the Hate, and oh my God, and I ran into a listener.
Mm-hmm.
There was this lady, I swear to God, like, no offense to this lady, but I thought that she was homeless. And like, I don't know, she was like really hanging on a street corner and not like, and she looks up at me and she's like, I don't know, she's homeless. She goes, Sarah? I'm like, oh, hello. And then, but then she breaks in this whole thing like she's a pun. She starts telling me all these puns. And then she's kind of following me, like continuing to tell me her punny jokes and stuff.
Because you keep walking?
Yeah, I kept on walking. Because I was like, at first, I'm like, oh, hello. Well, you know, nice to meet you. But then she started, you know, kind of telling me all this stuff. And I was like, oh, I think I need to keep walking away. And she goes, you like bowling? I'm like, no, I'm really not a bowler. She goes, oh, it's not up your alley? Get it? Because it's a pun. Actually, she had like 10 of them. They kept talking, all right, over and over.
That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. It was. She listens with her kid. She called our show vulgar.
Oh.
She goes, yeah, I listen to your vulgar show all the time. I can't listen to it with my kid.
Vulgar?
That's what she called it.
Ridiculous.
I know.
So she got up off the floor and started walking with you?
Dude, she was really, she got very animated. It was nice to meet her. Penelope was her name.
This show's cleaned up
said,
a lot.
Call her Punelope.
Oh.
You may meet
that's
her.
That's her thing.
Anyway, so we were in the hate walking around. Yeah. And man, if you want to get high, everyone is doing that.
What, vaping?
Yeah, or just, you know, hitting a bowl, joint, whatever, you know. Just, you know, it's just mm-hmm. everywhere. Mm-hmm. Boy, people are really taking advantage of the new law. If only it was 30 years ago, I'm sure I'd be right there with them.
I know, man. I swear that was my first thought when I saw the email from the dude who was like, I will stoke you out on a ton of, you know, high-quality cannabis. In my teens, I would have flipped my lid.
You would have killed for it. You're a guy who, you know, for an alleged trash bag of weed.
I got so had.
Well, it happens. That's how you learn.
Nobody's been had like that. You've never been had like that.
Not like that. Nope. Okay, guys, here we go. Here's the album charts. Nothing new on here. We'll start with number 10, the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, Star is Born. Sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Boy, they got skunked last night.
They did. They did win Best Song for this particular song, but they were... Everybody thought it was going to be her for the best actress, and everyone thought it was going to be Star is Born for the best movie. And instead, it was Bohemian Rhapsody.
So, did they both get an award?
He didn't.
For the song?
No, she wrote the song, so it was just her.
And I think Mark Ronson was part of the
song
as
well.
There
was actually a trilogy of dudes up there mm-hmm. with her, like all, you know, bearded hipsters. Mm-hmm. And they all got up there and talked about how amazing she was to work with. So anyway, that sold 40,000 copies and made it back onto the top 10 at number 10. And number 9 is Kodak Black, Dying to Live. Number 8 is The Greatest Showman soundtrack, having another good week. Mm-hmm. So that sold another 43,000 copies. At number 7 is Travis Scott's Astro World, about 44,000 copies of that.
Do you know who this is, Sarah?
It's not Travis Scott?
No, it's Drake.
Oh, is it?
Really?
Yeah.
This is the best he's ever sounded. Here he is with his number 6 album, Scorpion. Drake sold 44,000 copies. Mm-hmm. At number 5 mm-hmm. is the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack. Oh, please let this be a Drake song.
It's Post Malone.
I want to say Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse won for Best
it
Animated
did.
Feature.
Well-deserved, Spider-Man.
Out, Incredibles 2, which was amazing. Yeah, I got to see this. It looks really neat. The just the little bit of the animation I've seen so far looks really unique.
It looks like
cool.
They did. You know, when you watch it, it's clear they're doing 2 or 3 different types of animation in the film. So it's fun to see.
Oh, they did that in Panda, too.
Oh yeah?
Kung Fu Panda.
2 or 3
from
types.
2008, everybody.
Yeah, but it was weird because they show this sort of the beginning part, which mm-hmm. was a little different. Never mind. I don't know enough about it, but it seemed like multiple types of animation. You like that movie?
I did
Spider-Man's
like it.
Spider-Man's good.
I didn't see
Kung
2 and 3.
Panda.
You saw all 3, huh?
Saw all 3. We did a marathon. Like
great. Oh,
one,
my God.
You know,
sure,
each
one each
day.
This week we're reviewing The Upside, everybody.
Let's say one was the best.
Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston.
Correct.
Oh, this is the one he's going to drag. He wants to drag my family to it because he takes them to a movie every week.
Why are you going to bring them to a crappy movie?
I asked them if they want to go. They said, yeah.
Well, John, my husband was like
I don't
he does
care.
Not like Kevin Hart, so he didn't want to go.
Well, yeah, but then as I'm giving him a hug, he goes, I'm probably going to cave and I'll see you Wednesday. I said, all right.
Number 4 on the list.
You hug everybody goodbye when you leave on Sunday?
Yeah, we have a
nice
hug.
And I hug them when I arrive, too. Yeah. Hugs all the way around.
It's nice.
See, there's like a hug gauntlet on the way out the door.
Yep, we all line up.
Wow.
And he hugs each of us. Some of us longer than others.
I held John for a long time.
Which John?
Your husband.
Oh.
Little John.
Said, you better be there Wednesday. He goes, all right.
Huh.
All right, get out. We'll discuss this later. Post Malone's Beer Bongs and Bentleys. So here's another Post
Malone. Oh, I love
his
song.
Not around.
This is number four.
Hey, real quickly, I want to congratulate Lisa from Vallejo. She was caller 97. She won the 3-day passes to Bottle Rock, but tomorrow's also her 50th birthday.
Oh,
and she
Lisa.
Hasn't won in 16 years.
Oh,
and
my God.
16 years ago, she won a Mervin's gift card for writing in 25 words.
Mervin!
Do you remember that contest?
I don't, but
me neither.
That's so exciting.
16 years ago?
Yeah.
The last time I remember we worked with Mervin's was when they supplied us a bunch of Hawaiian wear for a party we did at the beach chalet.
Oh.
So, welcome back, Lisa.
It's your birthday.
50. That's a big one, man. I called it the give-up birthday. I gave up after that. No, I gave up. Who
Don't
cares?
Give up.
There's no holding back time.
Give up before that.
Oh.
Who was that?
Who was that?
Who said that?
You're right. I totally care. Who cares? At number three on the Billboard Biggest Albums of the Week list is Meek Mill, Championships, about 48,000 copies.
Dog, you know who this is?
Isn't it Meek Mill?
Nope.
Who is it?
It's your boy.
Drake.
It's your boy Drake.
I got more snaps than the Beatles.
At number two, which hopefully there's a Drake song on this too, A Boogie with the Hoodie sold 58,000 copies of Hoodie SZN.
Who is this?
Drake.
Nah, this is
Who is this?
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
This is Boogie with the Hoodie, but then this song features 6ix9ine. If you want to hear 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
Is this him?
Yeah. He's in jail now.
Yeah. Right? And number one, for the second week straight, actually, and we weren't here to talk about this last week, but 65,000 copies, 21 Savage. I Was is your number one album in the country at this moment. Straight up.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Come on. Okay, there it is.
Wow, okay. That's the number one song.
It's the number one album.
Number one album, but yeah. This is a popular song on the album.
Huh. Speaking of popular songs, when you work out, do you have a soundtrack for that?
I'm
interested because I have the top workout songs, and so you just
For
play
the
whatever,
longest or? Time, I used to mess with music and trying to get headphones to work, and like I take off to run, and if I didn't have it, I'd have to turn around. And I've just learned that you know what I need to do, just
run.
Start running and cut the BS out of it. So no, I don't. It's too much trouble.
I have a list.
Oh,
okay.
What are your favorite workout songs?
But this
songs?
Is based on what you told us last year were the top workout songs, so I just downloaded that list.
Oh, is that so?
I got Heads Will Roll, Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs.
Oh, no, this is...
I got Invincible, Okay, Go.
Oh, well,
I have
that's
Take
great.
It All Back, Judah
these,
and the Lion.
Oh, I know what these were. These were like the correct amount
BPMs.
Of beats per minute to run to. Uh-huh.
Right, yeah.
Christina is apparently an expert in this. Like, she's got all these certain songs that have certain beat counts that she'll run to. But this isn't just about running. It's just if you want to have like an inspirational song.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm in a gym and I can put on music, yes, I listen to heavy music like Pantera or Metallica.
I got Despacito.
Well, what?
Spotify.
You're not going to lift weights to Despacito.
It's the best song.
Get out of here.
Spotify.
Jesus.
Did some kind of figuring. I'm not sure if they specifically asked people, like, what do you work out to? Or if they just looked at certain times of the day. Like, I guess if you're playing rock music at 5 in the morning, they're just assuming that you're working out. I'm not sure. The list is dominated by Eminem and Kanye West.
Eminem's got some super... What is that song from his movie? That's a super inspirational
8 Mile.
Song.
It's on there.
Lose
it
Yourself?
Is. That's the number two song.
Yeah, that is super
to.
Inspirational.
So the number one track, though, is... So Lose Yourself was number two. And number one was Till I Collapse, which another...
Oh,
Eminem
that's
song.
Another one. Yeah.
Nate Dogg.
No, that's Eminem, too.
Mm-hmm. Nate Dogg's the chorus.
Oh, okay.
Features. Mm-hmm. Do you want that song? Or do you want to... This is the lead up. I just want to include this because it leads up very well.
Bum, 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 bum,
and he talks.
Bum, bum.
inspirational lyrics here.
Which song is this? Lose Yourself or
Yeah,
Till
this
I
is
Collapse?
Lose Yourself.
Oh, I like this song.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, look at Brenna's actually working out. All right, play me the other one.
You got Till I Collapse?
I sure do.
That one's good, too.
So good.
They're both great. Whoa. Oh, my God.
That scared you?
So
Brent's got our back.
If you were up to age 35, these were the songs. Till I Collapse and Lose Yourself were number one. If you are between 35 and 55,
uh-oh,
it was Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
No, it's not. Oh. It is not.
It
no
is
one.
Survivor's Eye of the Tiger is the number one song if you're between the ages of 35 and 55 to work out to.
No one plays that
this,
for real.
I love this tune.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Ow, ow, ow. Wow. Yeah. And then, if you're over age 55, the song you want to work out to is Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass.
Get out of here.
Or maybe like the event coordinators at the rest home were like, this one seems like the one. Broken down by gender, men went with Till I Collapse, but the most popular workout song for women was Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Kanye West had the number 3 and 4 song. He actually had 2 on there too, Stronger and Power.
Oh, I miss this Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, he didn't do it. Apparently, the rumor is that they are pregnant again.
With a surrogate.
So they have I think that their latest kid is the youngest one named Chicago. There's North.
Chicago West. Yeah, that sounds right.
I can't remember the second one. Lincoln? No. Can't remember. And then the third one is Chicago.
It's Saint.
Oh, yeah. Saint. North, Saint, Chicago, and now a fourth one on the way via surrogate. Uh-huh. They loved their surrogate. And they're going to have a fourth
They
child.
Must have a lot of help because crying
well,
babies,
do,
there
sure.
is no fun to be had there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're rich. And they have multiple. In fact, he just bought her a penthouse in like Miami.
$14 million.
Yeah. Surprised her with it. They got shots of them making out on the balcony over the weekend. He's working there. He's actually getting all this new music together and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. There's a little Kanye roundup, too. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Have you ever sat on a can of air freshener?
I cannot say that I have, Vin.
I'll tell you a story after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice said, hold on. Hang on 1 second. Let me just turn that off there. How do I reload that? I remembered to put it on manual. Hey, everyone. It's a new year. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 2019. I will figure out how to work the computer very soon. But right now, it's time to play Pepsi Halftime Trivia.
Oh, right.
Here we go. Someone is going to qualify for a trip for two to Atlanta with access to an exclusive Pepsi Super Bowl party and Pepsi Super Bowl festivities and win today's Pepsi Prize. We'll take caller number 9 right now at 800-400-3697 who can answer this question. Now, if caller number 9 can't answer it, we're going to go move on to caller number 10.
This is specifically halftime trivia, people. What animal was Katy Perry riding when she started her halftime show in 2015?
Oh.
What animal was Katy Perry riding when she started her halftime show in 2015?
Be caller number 9. We'll start with you, 800-400-3697. And after that, if no one gets the answer right, we'll continue on. But we're starting with number 9. Today's Pepsi prize is a pair of Bose SoundSport wireless headphones. So you walk away with a great prize, and you're qualified for this trip for two to Atlanta. So where are we at, Hooman? Do you have caller number 9 for me yet?
Getting their name. Hang on a second.
All right.
Heather on line 4.
Heather on line 4. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
All right, can you tell us the answer to the question?
The question is, What animal was Katy Perry riding when she started her halftime show in 2015?
A tiger?
It is not a tiger.
Oh, my God.
So sorry. Try again tomorrow. Line five is Clarissa, it looks like. Hi, Clarissa. Do you know the answer?
Can you repeat the question?
What animal was Katy Perry riding when she started her halftime show in 2015?
A horse?
It was not a horse.
Apparently, it was not a horse. I'm sorry. Marcos.
Hello?
Marcos.
Yes. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Just pulled into work. I'm in the parking lot.
All right. Where are we going into to today?
I'm in the East Bay in San Leandro, Oakland.
He doesn't want to say where he works.
Don't want to say the workplace then, huh? All right. What animal was Katy Perry riding when she started her halftime show in 2015?
Oh, wow.
Huh, this is a hard one.
I'll go with the lion, right? Was it a lion?
It was a lion!
It was?
Yeah! Oh, congratulations, Marcos. You have won a pair of Bose SoundSport wireless headphones, and you're in the running for this trip for two to Atlanta, all thanks to Pepsi. Can you hold on? I know you have to go to work, but we're going to put you on with Hooman, and he's going to get all your info now, okay?
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Hold the line. Happy New Year. Marcos just won himself a nice prize.
All right.
Nice. There you go. We're going to be playing this all week, apparently.
Yes.
So many chances to get qualified. Keep it here on Alice.
Please come.
Go ahead.
Please come rescue this from me.
I was thinking the same thing.
Right away.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon 10K and 5K.
Woo!
Use code RadioAlice to save on registration and sign up at GetFitKPSF.com. That's GetFitKPSF.com. And you might hear Christina.
Oh, your
That's
wife.
My Christina doing the commercials that are playing right now
right.
on Alice.
Keep an ear out for that because it's
pretty
kind
fun.
Of fun to hear Dusty Rose doing an ad on
right.
Alice.
408 says, just heard an ad where Yuzette calls Christina Vinny's wife. What's going on? Did they get married over the break?
We
all the details,
not.
No.
Please.
There's no marriage. I think people, it's just weird to say girlfriend after this long or something.
Right.
But whatever.
If fiance would work, that would be technically correct.
I don't know
why you're so against that.
I'm not into that.
You're betrothed?
I'm what? In the hell? No, thanks. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm just, she loves running. She loves this race in particular. She's done it 5+ times.
Mm. Is this the one you were supposed to be training for?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not. No, so we'll move on. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Gavin takes office today, everyone. Gavin Newsom,
Gavin.
You know him from this
go
show.
Go.
And a couple
Gavin.
Other places. He may have been mayor one time and lieutenant governor. I don't know. But, you know, right. mostly you hear him here.
Yeah. On the Alice.
We're pretty happy,
he used to come in all the time and
right.
couldn't shut the guy up.
Mm-hmm. Also, the College Football National Championship is tonight in the South Bay. It probably won't affect traffic. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be fine.
Breaking the storm action today, but more rain and snow on the way after 2 feet of fresh powder falling over the weekend, which is really good news.
I hope it's nice and cold up there to keep that
it
from
is.
Melting.
It's very cold.
Good.
It's freezing cold.
Good.
It's, the news is good.
Whew.
Do not worry.
All right.
Okay?
I'm going to try not to.
Okay.
I get a little worried.
I'm going to do this story to start with because I need to warn the parents there's possible risque material here a little bit. Just a little risque.
So we might get vulgar here.
Well, I don't think vulgar is the word. I just think it's a little sexy.
Okay.
Just a little teeny bit.
All right.
A man underwent surgery after his wife and him... after he was injured during
an episode, a situation,
lovemaking.
Okay.
They were doing it. The unnamed gentleman, age 40, had to be rushed to the hospital in the Dominican Republic for an operation to remove a Glade air freshener bottle.
Oh.
Can. maybe is a better way to refer. You know what I'm talking about?
The tall sprays that you would leave in your bathroom, say,
to cover
freshen
up
the
poo smell.
Right.
So they took that one step deeper.
Did they? It's like a, you know, almost like they wanted to make, you know.
What? I don't know.
Get rid of that smell before it even exited.
I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying?
They're trying to pre-treat the problem.
Right.
Not just by
The man had sat on the...
Maybe he slipped and
Glade
fell
air
on
freshener
it.
While him and his wife...
I see.
Had romance.
This is just part of the fun.
Oh, I see.
A team of medics had to retrieve the spray during a two-hour procedure.
Who was that?
Who's that?
Use that.
Get her.
Get her!
Who is it?
I got a heart sent to me from...
Oh, someone really likes this story, obviously.
Michelle from Promotions.
Oh.
Bird!
Is she on vacation?
She is.
Yep.
So when?
I was talking to her last night for a couple weeks. I'm like, I'm going to miss you.
Couple weeks? Wow.
The wife says that her and her husband... We're having a wild night of passionate lovemaking.
Yeah.
And
trying all the stuff.
They were just trying some stuff.
This looks interesting. Seems like a good shape.
Where could this go?
You do have stinky farts. Let's see if we can pre-treat that condition.
All right, honey.
Looks like he's going to be okay.
Oh, good.
So.
Well, that's good.
There's a guy named... Reese Howard in Perth, Australia, and last week he freaked out when he saw a spider in his house. Apparently, he has deep fear of spiders.
Aren't spiders a big thing in Australia?
I think they can be actually scary there, as opposed to the little wispy things we get.
Right. They're huge.
They can be. Yes.
Everything's bigger in Australia. Australia. And the
Reese
food is amazing.
Has a deep fear of spiders that goes all the way back to when one landed on his head as a kid.
Oh.
So he panicked and started screaming,
which
made his toddler start crying. Eventually, Reese was able to crush the spider with a diaper. But it kept surviving his attacks.
Oh.
And he screamed at it.
They have a hard exoskeleton.
Why won't you die?
Check out the spider from Australia.
Oh my God, that's not real. That's fake right there. It's bigger than a man's hand. Like twice the size.
Yeah, that doesn't look
real. That looks fake.
Someone walking by heard Reese yell, "Why won't you die?" And a child crying.
Aww.
And called the cops.
Oh.
Three cop cars rushed to the scene and they thought it might be murder.
Most foul.
But when they got there, they found out that it was really just Reese is very scared of spiders, and he scared his baby.
I would also be scared of spiders if I lived in. I'm not afraid of spiders, but if there were spiders the size of small dogs, like that is that's like a toy poodle sized.
I still feel
spider.
Like you should like your own chances when you outweigh it by at least 100 pounds.
They get so darty and stuff, like they come right at you and then they jog to the side.
Ridiculous!
They're just gonna run right up your leg and nestle and. Just get out of here!
707 says 9 of 10 of the world's most deadly spiders live in Australia.
Oh my God. I'd be afraid of spiders if I lived there too. Obviously, they're going to bite you, wrap you in their thread, and hang you from a ceiling somewhere. It's going to be full on Lord of the Rings when Frodo was hanging. Yep. Looking all deathly white because
the spider. So that spider I showed you was real. It's called the Eastern Tarantula. And also called the Australia's bird-eating spider.
Nice.
Thing's enormous.
Well, go get a shovel and smash it. What is the big deal?
I mean, how many are there? Like, are they everywhere, just like little spiders are now? I can't be walking through a thicket of, you know, gigantic spiders. It's not happening. Like, I'm getting chills right now.
No, you're not.
I am.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. I haven't had... This is my first fast fact of 2019.
You've
Vinny.
Heard of
Better
flus?
Be good.
Okay. You've heard of flu season.
Yeah.
But did you know there's a gonorrhea season?
I didn't.
May through July.
Oh.
Coming to underwear near you this summer.
Why does it?
gonorrhea season.
Specifically those, I mean, it seems like people have sex all the time.
More so maybe in May and I'm saying the summer months.
So you're more slutty.
Right.
During those times.
Aren't you? You'd know. No?
I don't remember if I had a specific season of sluttiness.
It was just that year you toured New England, right? Yep. So there, it was the whole year.
Yeah. That was the year of chlamydia and crabs.
Oh, you got crabs too?
Yeah. Got all the stuff.
No, you didn't get all the
You're
stuff.
Right, I
Don't
didn't.
Say that.
Surprisingly, I didn't get all the stuff. I got some of the stuff, a couple of things.
Crabs.
The easy ones.
Chlamydia.
Yeah, the ones that are easy to
Not
cure.
Gonorrhea, though.
No.
Not syphilis.
No, not that I know of. I mean, not that I know of.
Didn't any of your family ever go see your band play when you were in New England doing that?
Yeah, they did.
And were you still pulling boys out of the audience right in front of them?
No, I would curtail my boy pulling activities on the nights that my family was there. Mm-hmm. They didn't come very often. I mean, we were all over the place.
Got it.
Yeah.
Weird. So you're like, oh man, my mom's here. You guys don't say anything about what we're up to normally.
Yeah, okay. That's how it went.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah. I can't even remember a time that they came to a show, so maybe I never had to. I would assume that I would have, though.
Actually, let me jump to a text because someone wrote in. So Goodrick is visiting you. That's a guy from one of your very young, earlier bands.
Yeah.
But not this band that toured New England.
No, not the touring band. So he was actually from the later band. He was in John's band. He was in Cross Dagger. They were an amazing metal
So someone
band.
Had texted in and said, did you ever bone Goodrick?
No, I've had experiences with him. But
what do you
was...
mean by that? Though, exactly.
I had a three-way with him and his girlfriend one time, if you must know.
With Goodrick.
Yes, but I never boned him.
You didn't?
No.
Was because the girlfriend was there.
Was the girlfriend hot?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a no.
Friend
everybody.
Of mine. Yeah, this chick Melanie. She went crazy.
Melanie?
Yeah.
Not Melody. Melanie.
Melanie.
All right.
Yeah, the three of us used to hang out together all the time, so it was bound to happen.
How'd it happen?
It was?
It was. You know how that's.
You'd think the more you hang out, the less likely it would be to happen.
Would you?
Yeah, I think.
Would you? No, it happened.
The greater friends you become,
the
less likely you are to be all, let's see what's in your pants.
I don't know. It was just one of those things that happened.
Huh.
I was like, oh, what did we do that for? I wasn't into it.
You weren't into it?
Not really.
Really?
Not really.
Let me ask you this.
I can't wait to hear what he's trying to craft here.
What bass with Rick did you get to?
Oh, I got to a lot of basses.
All
I mean,
the basses except
happened.
The one.
Yeah, the one didn't happen.
Nice. Right.
You sound sad about that.
Nope. I'm not. I'm actually glad that it didn't. He's like one of the only people I've never been. One of the few people who escaped me.
Our text number is 804. Oh, by the way, can we just, our deepest condolences to you, Chicago. So sorry.
Yeah.
I know it's important to you, this football thing.
I would have loved to have seen Philadelphia go down.
What?
Why?
Well, they beat my Pats last year.
Wow.
Yeah, but we're from Philly.
No,
this show-
I'm not. From Philly.
This show was born in Philly. Mm. True or false?
True, but it was only there for a couple of months, and then they kicked us out.
That's
so
true,
I don't
too.
Have all these warm, fuzzy feelings about Philadelphia.
I have romanticized Philly to the point.
Yeah, you have.
I can't
where you actually care about the team. Like, wow, we were there for 3 months, Vin.
You cannot believe.
And then they fired our asses.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'm not all warm and fuzzy about Philly.
All right. Well, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they won.
Good. That's good.
You know who they're playing next?
I don't.
I had it. I don't
know.
The
Eagles are playing the Saints next.
Yeah.
Oh, well, bye, Philly.
In New Orleans, which is a tough place
Very
to go.
Good team this year.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Our text number, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 408 says, I must be dead inside, too, because I couldn't figure out what part you'd cried at before you explained. I also didn't cry at Toy Story 3. It was a happy ending, weirdos. LOL.
Yeah, I cry at happy endings.
It wasn't. I mean, the guy had to... He left his toys. Spoiler alert.
Oh, jeez.
Sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
He was debating whether or not to take Woody with him. And
Oh. No, he's tough. The gang, man.
Hard choices.
510 says, give Vinny a point.
For what?
What do you guys care? Just give me a point.
Yo, for what, though?
We don't just hand out points on this show.
Oh, man.
You have to tell us why you get one.
Sarah.
What I do now.
Please don't spoil Bird Box. It's on my list to see this week.
Oh, well, I'm
you're
not
gonna like
spoiling it. You will like it.
I think you'll like it.
I liked it. I mean, it was just difficult because everyone was yelling.
Tell them about Tom again.
No. I didn't. That was Vinny who spoiled that. I've forgotten all about that
I part. Did not spoil anything.
You did.
You did.
No, you did. And then you did it again and again. You mentioned it several times.
Trying to frame me, and it's not going to work.
It already did work.
It's,
I don't know where you think you're not.
Your guy's bickering. Make my mornings.
What bickering? Just kidding. Oh, that's all we do.
I really want to try CBD oil for my rheumatoid arthritis. I hear it really helps. What do you... So go to the store and get it.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? I have no idea why you'd... If I had serious pain like rheumatoid arthritis, I'd be on anything that could help immediately.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anything.
Unless, of course, it's whiskey. I can't do that. That won't work for
Wouldn't
me.
Wouldn't it be too bad if that was the cure for something?
Oh, my God.
Like, well, I guess I'm just going to have this forever.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.